Okay. Okay, so this is things we've done in past years, but I promised I would do it, and I think it's important. So the Mefarshim really divide on what is the purpose of the plagues on Mitzrayim. And it could be that there are multiple reasons for them. One of them does seem to be punishment, right? Retribution, as already predicted in the Brit Bein HaBetarim, when Hashem says, what does Hashem say? And the nation that will punish them, Dan Anochi, I will judge them, right? So there is some level at which it's punishment, but as many of the Mefarshim point out, that is not the exclusive purpose of the Makot that is listed even in the Pshat of the Torah. In addition to punishment, what else is there? Good. There's the educational program for the Egyptians. How do we know that? Yeah, God says it. Where does he say it? Many times, but right, he says it earlier when he's describing to Moshe what he's going to do. Yeah, exactly. And what else? What else is the purpose here? For the Jews, to educate the Jews, right? That also appears. Where does that appear? The first few psukim of this week's parasha, right? Leman tisaper baznei vincha aved, right? So that you will tell your children et asher talalti v'mitzrayim, the way I humiliated Egypt. So now, some of Farsha will just basically pick up on one of these themes and will run with it throughout the Mako, and maybe downplay the others. Others will say there are multiple themes, but it's also possible, and many Mefarshim pick this up, though they argue on exactly where to draw the dividing line, that it depends which part of the Makot you're talking about. So the Sfarno, for example, says earlier was about educating Mitzrayim, and eventually God gives up on educating Mitzrayim and moves to educating the Jews. His cutoff is after Makot 5. Okay? But what I find most compelling, even though it's a modern interpretation, from Ray Foreman, is that the cutoff isn't Makot 5, but it's Makot 7. Why is it Makot 7? Right, Adam, I promised you this for you, right? So why Makot 7? Why am I so convinced that it's Makot 7, despite the fact that, you know, this is a relatively modern parish, but I... So, right, it's that there's two things, right? One is that if you say that the point of the Makot is to educate Mitzrayim, so you can say that until they have been educated, right? And they aren't educated in the first six Makot. But at the end of last week's Parsha, at the end, after Barad, God, in fact, convinces Paro that he exists as God, right? He uses Shem Hashem. And, right, he says, Hashem HaTzadik Vanivam Yarishem. Right, God is the Tzadik. And again, we talked about maybe why. It could be that the reason why the Midrashim make a big deal of it is that it's the Makkah that in the world of the pantheon is the one that makes the least sense, because most of the Makkah would express power, maybe even precise control over nature, but Barad is the first one that takes two warring gods and unites them, because you have fiery hail, which in the world of the pantheon doesn't make sense, because you'd have to get the god of water and the god of fire, or the god of ice, and I don't know, however they divide it, to work together. Right? And that in the pantheon is weird, because it implies there's something above the pantheon. And therefore, once you have this fiery hail, Paro doesn't just say, I give up, I'm scared, daven for this to be over, which could just be him recognizing that God is a God in the pantheon, maybe even a powerful God, but he seems to come out of it and say, Hashem HaTzadik, Vanivam Yerishayim. There seems to be a recognition. The problem is that if after that you then rebel, which is what happened at the end of last week's Parsha, so then there's good reason to either give up on educating Paro entirely or at least shift focus, because if you've learned who God is and you will still not let the Jews go, then we have to go for a different goal. And that's why at the beginning of Bo, right after Paro says, Hashem HaTzadik V'ani V'ani Rishayim, Hashem changes direction and says, Uleman tisaper baz nevin chaveh ven min chayda sher talalti vim etzrayim v'nodai asher samtivam vidatem k'ani Adonai. Right, that now you will educate your children so that you will know that I'm God. Right? Because if it's not going to work for Paro, so then the next thing we can do is educate the Jews and hope that through that we'll educate the world. And right, Foreman argues that that's why, and we mentioned this already last week, that the language used for the hardening of heart changes a lot. But until this Makkah, you never get the combination of two things, and that is Vayachbed, right, making his heart heavy, and God doing it. Right, you have God being mechazek leiv paro, but mechazek leiv paro sounds like he's, right, mechazek is like giving, it sounds like giving you the courage to do what you already want to do. Right, I'm giving you a boost. As opposed to mechabed, which is I'm making something harder. You have paro being mechabed at libo, you have paro hardening his own heart, you have God strengthening his heart, but you never have God being mechabed libo. Which sounds like God is trying to make it harder for him not to, right? Michazek makes it, this is what you want to do, you're just scared to do it, I'll give you the courage to actually do what you want to do anyways. Mechabed is, I'm actually going to make it harder for you to do what you want to do. Why would God do that? Why would God start, according to the Rambam, take away his free will, or at least make things harder for him? And actually work against what he wants to do. So Rav Foreman argues that it goes with this theme. That until the point where Paro is educated, so you don't need to harden it. You don't want him to be hardened, right? You want him to give in. You want him to learn the lesson and send, right, and send the way. But if he's going to recognize God and still rebel, so then he is not your focus anymore. The focus is now the Jews. He's just a tool. And Asher at the law of Mizraim, he's the object rather than subject of the Makot. If that's the case, you harden his heart because he's, right, you just got to make sure that he doesn't say let them go, because then you can't use him to show what you want to show. I should have mentioned, right, the fourth possible reason the Makkah is just to get Paro to let them go. That seems to not be the main one, because if that was the case, you should have done it in one. The fact that it takes so long indicates there are other goals, right? That's sort of the running assumption in the whole thing. And, you know, something I've added, and I'm pretty sure I did this last year, but I'll say it again, because it's worth repeating, is that part of the reason I think that this division makes sense isn't just because I think it's Olef from the Pshat of Pesukim here, but I do think that it's implicit in the choice of the Haftarot for Va'era versus Bo. Why do I think that? Because what are the Haftarot for Va'era and Bo, respectively? What? Good, so what was Va'era's? Let me just get the page if I can. How do they divide it up here? How does this work? Okay, let me just, so that I can open it up. 1 second, Va'era is on page... Right, so, I mean, both of them are talking about some paro in future time who the Jews have problems with and are being punished, etc., right? But last week's, what's the main theme of it? God is punishing Paro, why? What does he say? God says that, here, Ben Adam, Panecha al Paro melech Mitzrayim, Yinaveh alav al Mitzrayim kula. Right? Prophesy against Paro. What should you say? Daber amarta. Call my Adonai Elohim. Hineni alecha Paro melech Mitzrayim, atanim agadol, rovayit v'doch yorav, asher amar li, yoriv, ani esitini. I'm against you. Why? Because you said, the Nile is mine. I made it. So I'm going to show you that this is not true. Right? The whole Va'era is that he's, why is he punishing him? Because Paro has this idea in his head that he's God. And God has to show him that's not the case. Right? That's the Nevuah that we chose of Yechezkel. And he says this, and then the key Pasuk Vav, V'yadu kol Yoshvei Mitzrayim, And then the Egyptians will know that I'm God. Right? That's Haftarah for Va'era. What about the Haftarah for Bo? So it's not from Yechezkel, it's from Yirmiyahu. From Yirmiyahu, Perek, Mem, Vav. And if you look at the Haftarah of Yirmiyahu, from Yirmiyahu, here's how it goes. Hadaver asher giber Adonai el Yirmiyahu navi lavo Nebuchadnezzar mech Bavel okot et melech Mitzrayim. This is with regards to Hashem using Nebuchadnezzar to punish Mitzrayim. Hagidu Mitzrayim vishmei gdol vashmei novetzechan peis and ruvei tzeva chen lachyach lacherv sivivecha. No, declare that, get ready to be destroyed. Madu nechtaf avirecha, right, you're going to be destroyed. Everything is, I'm going to destroy you. I'm just going to destroy you. Pasuk chaf, egla yifei fiyah mitzrayim, karamitavon ba-va. You're just a beautiful, right, a heifer, right, it's just going to be consumed, right? The mercenaries will destroy you, etc. I'll cut you down, kartu yaranu mashem. Pasuk Chafei, Amar the Knights of Israel, Yisrael, Mifokid, El Amon, Minovel, Paro, Mel Mitzrayim, Valalel, Valmel, Chaval, Paro, Valabot, Kimbo. I'm going to punish Paro, the Egypt, the gods, anyone who relies on him. Unitatim, Vyad, Mivakshay, Nafsham, Vyad, Nuchadnezzar, Melch, Bavel, Vyad, Avadav, Acharchin, Dishkon, Gimekendim, Nuadonai. I'll give you a Nuchadnezzar. There's nothing about educating Paro at all. And how does the Haftarah end? But vata al tira avdi Yaakov, v'altechad Yisrael kini moshiach merachog v'zerach meretz shivya mishav Yaakov v'shachad v'shanim necharid ata al tira avdi Yaakov nivonai ki itchani kezechala v'chol goyim v'shedachticha shamot chalo etzechala v'yisarticha l'mishvat v'nakelo anakecha. But the Jews, you, I will save you. I am with you. Right. So there is no education for Paro. Paro is just going to be destroyed. So that the Jews will be saved. So that the Jews will know that God is with them. Right? So it seems like the Haftarah reflected this as well. That the Haftarah of Va'era talked about teaching Paro a lesson. The Haftarah of Bo talks about punishing Paro in order to save the Jews. So that the Jews are taken care of by God, that know that God is with them. So I think that this fundamental distinction, that the first seven Makot are about, at least mostly about educating Paro. And then the last three Makot about getting the Jews out of there, saving them, and educating the Jews, right, having them commemorate, that follows also the choice of the different Haftarot. And therefore, in general, I think, both because of the pshat in the psukim and the parshanut that was clearly happening by whoever chose the Haftarot, I think this is a relatively fair distinction between the Makot. Okay, so we've done this before, but this is sort of an encapsulation of a lot of what we've said in the past, but I think it's a helpful summary of the division of the parshiot, and then we'll do new stuff tomorrow.